This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As you might have picked up on listening to this program or just generally following the economic news the past couple of years, this is a confusing moment. Even economists are having a hard time trying to figure out what's going on. And the rest of us are left with questions, which brings me to a conversation I had the other day with producer Maria Hollenhorst.
A few weeks ago, this was earlier this summer,
yeah.
I was at a bar celebrating a friend's birthday.
Okay.
Shout out to Alec. Happy 29th.
Okay.
And as one does when they're at a bar with their friends, people started talking about the economy.
You have great friends.
Yeah, I mean, obviously. But people were sort of just like, you know, oh my gosh, gas prices are so expensive. Everything is up so much. Like, my whole life is so unaffordable. It was just sort of like normal bar time conversation. But then somebody brought up a really, really good question that made me realize that I had to get you into the studio to talk about this topic.
Okay.
My name is Taylor Mott, and I am a film editor here in Los Angeles.
My name is Milan Cook, and I am a production assistant here in Los Angeles.
So Taylor and Milan were two of the people that I was talking to that night. And I recently forced them to get on a Zoom with me.
Forced them, yes.
To sort of recap the conversation that we had that night.
I'm excited to see where this conversation goes because
I do
have genuine questions about what's going on.
Yeah. And for me, I feel like, Maria, our conversation at the bar was so interesting. And I'm here coming in here with zero ego. I'm just going to ask all the dumb questions.
Amen.
So first of all, their questions were not dumb.
Okay.
They were very good.
Okay.
Here's the big one.
Okay.
Inflation is slowing down, but when will prices go back down? I think that was the question.
You know, we know that the answer to that question, when will prices go back down, might be kind of unsatisfying.
No, it totally is. How much time do I have?
Let's give you a minute.
Okay. Ooh.
Minute 30.
So here's the deal. In part, you can blame Jay Powell, because early on in the inflationary cycle we're in now, Powell and others at the Fed said this is going to be transitory. But the problem was that Powell's understanding of the word transitory was not regular people's understanding of the word transitory, right? Regular people heard transitory and they said, oh, prices are going to go up and they're going to come back down.
Mm-hmm.
What Powell meant was that the rate of inflation was going to be transitory, right? The rate of inflation is the rate at which prices rise. I know I'm speaking really fast, but I've only got a minute and a half, and I know it's my show. But so prices are going to remain elevated for some period of time, maybe forever in certain goods, because that's the way the economy works. Some prices are sticky and they just stay stuck. Rent is a really good example. Gas is more volatile. It's on the other end. But transitory did not mean prices are going to come down. That was less than a minute.
Right. And for people who do not know who Jay Powell is
new to the program,
well,
are they?
People who do not think about transitory in their everyday life, do not think about interest rates in their everyday life, but do experience these high prices, I think something that is generally misunderstood is the idea that prices going up is just generally the way that things are supposed to go. And that if prices are falling, that's actually kind of like a bad sign.
So let's take that apart a little bit, right? Prices rise over time because that's a sign of and a symptom of economic growth. That's the way it goes. That the Federal Reserve and many other central banks, this started in New Zealand, but that's a whole different podcast. 2% is the number that the Fed wants things to be at. The catch is that if prices go down precipitously all across the board, right, that actually causes problems of its own. So if I'm in the market for a television set and we're in a deflationary period and a television set cost me $500, but I know prices are going down across the board, we're having deflation, if I just wait a month, that TV is going to be $400. And if I wait 2 months, that TV is going to be $300. The problem, of course, is that in the American economy, spending by or on behalf of consumers drives 70% of everything that happens in this economy. So if consumers say, I'm just going to wait, then bad things happen because consumers aren't driving the economy. It is, in a very wonky econ-friendly phrase, it's called the paradox of thrift. We want people to save because that's good, but if we save too much, that is macroeconomically bad.
Yes, exactly. That was like one of the things that we talked about in the bar that
day. You need to go to different bars.
Had a lovely time. Was that, you know, that television set, if you're holding back on buying it, then maybe the company that makes the television set is like, well, maybe we should hire less people. Maybe we should then not build the new factory we were thinking about building. And so it sort of like throws sand in the gears of like the whole system and bad things happen.
I think you ought to host this program.
Well, hang on.
Let me just say, you're an exceptional radio producer. I'm an okay radio host. Let's stay with our jobs. Go ahead.
Okay, great. So I talked about that 2% inflation thing at the bar that night.
Oh, all right. Wow.
Taylor and Milan, they had more questions. They're very smart people. So they asked follow-ups and we got to that. And then Milan brought up this.
In that conversation, you sort of talked about this 2% in every year. And something that we circled back to was, is that the case forever? And like, what happens at the end of forever? Like, it got me a little existential because that can't, is that sustainable?
Wow. Okay. So that brings to mind two things. The first thing it brings to mind is a conversation I had with my daughter when she was like 4 or 5, and she was being super pokey. And I was like, come on, we got to go. We got to go before the sun explodes, will you? And she looked at me and she said, Dad, the sun's going to explode? And for like the next year and a half, I was like, it's okay. It's going to be in 5 billion years. It's okay. We won't be around. Anyway, so.
Poor child.
So that, she's fine. She turned out fine. But so that brings me to the second part, right? It's not like the economy is eventually going to explode, but growing forever is not sustainable. And you're seeing that now as people get more savvy about climate change and global warming and sustainability, right? So eventually we're going to come to our economic senses and we're going to pull back a little bit. But for now, growth is the way things are and the way they are going to be and until a while from now.
So I don't know. That's the answer, I guess.
Thanks for coming to the studio with that cheery ending.
Yeah, I promised them I would ask you that question. So hopefully they're listening.
Well, if not, then we got a whole different conversation we have to have.